This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The best thing now in Hajj, the day of Arafah. What is the ibadah of the day of Arafah if I am in Arafah? What is it? Dua. Same thing here. Now I am in Arafah and I am in Ihram. So now I have more than one reason for my dua to be granted. I am not supposed to fast. If I fast on the day of Arafah and I am there, I disobeyed Allah. Why? He said so. Same answer. The day of Arafah. For us here, not going, you're going to fast. For us there, it's going to be dua. Here, you're going to be fasting and dua. And there, I'm going to be in Ihram, on Arafah, and I'm making dua. We're both equal. Because state of Ihram is one of the states Allah loves, my dua is granted. But fasting is even more. Because He said it. ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ Three states or three category of people, their supplication is granted. That's not my word or words. That's a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. One of them, الصَّائِمُ حَتَّى يَفْطُرْ. The fasting person till he or she break the fast. So day of Arafah, I'm going to be in dhikr, I'm going to be in dua, and I'm going to be fasting. You know way you will miss it. I'm saying this, unless you're sick or you have an excuse not to do it. And that is Arafah. You fast the day of Arafah, the sins of the year before and the year to come is forgiven. You know what is deen? You know what they call this deen? And ihna, we made it so complicated, of course. They said this deen, the quality of it, or the what makes it unique, that we do little and Allah give us a lot. Deen al-amal al-qaleel wal-ajr al-kathir. So I fast one day, and Allah forgive before and after, of course, except major sins. So here you go, I'm going to fast. You tell yourself from now, like, and remind yourself, you did it in Ramadan, then you can do it. Your salah, every extra salah you can do. Don't do just the fard or run away. You missed it. Again, Allah is not going to have anything extra, but it is me, I'm missing it. Charity. Good deeds, any other good deed. There, I'm not going to be fasting, although I love fasting, because He said so. And I'm going to be always in a state of dhikr. The best dhikr in day of Arafah, and that can apply here also, what is it? خَيْرُ مَا قُلْتْ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ قَبْلِي The best I have said, He was there in Arafah, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He did only one hajj, by the way. Only one. He was there, 100,000 people with him. He looked at them and says, the best what I have said, the best. What did he say all his life? Gems. Now he's saying at this moment, this is at the end of the Medina time, ninth year of Hijrah. Next year he died, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, the best I have ever said. And all the prophets before me, the following. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Memorize it all. And keep saying it. You're working, saying it. You're driving, say it. You are after salah, say it. Say it because your spirit is in Arafah. Your ruh is in Arafah. But your body is here. Because he did not want you to be in Arafah. But I'm going to be in Arafah. You know why it's called Arafah? Anybody knows why it's called Arafah? You all know Arafah, right? Why it's called Arafah? Allahu A'lam. Allah knows. How many of you have been to Hajj before? طيب. Why it's called Arafah? I have no idea, right? Do you know? Yeah? Because all the souls met? That's the virtue of. But why it is called Arafah? Two meanings for it. Allah knows, of course, but two meanings. One of them is from the Quran. الجنة عرفها لهم إن عرفة if you know if you do عرفة if you do عرفة the way Allah wants you to be and it's by the way very difficult because you're gonna be tired there's a lot of food it's hot you're gonna sleep you're gonna please forgive me but we're gonna be bored because we're not used to We're used to always do things, let alone leave your phone and stay in dua. He stayed in dua from dhuhr to maghrib. How many hours? So if that person get too close to this, Allah will, hiya arafa aw arafa. Arafa, you will know what Jannah is. Arafaha lahum, beautified, and he made it smell good for them. What do I have to do? Right? Anything here, you want to do something really worthy, how much you work for it? What is this 6 hours? 6 hours. In here, the same thing. You're fasting before you break your fast. It's Arafah day. There, everybody's making dua. You do the same. And you're actually fasting, and you're submitting to the will of Allah. He didn't invite you. Arafah, arrafaha lahum. What is the night after you leave Arafah? You go to Muzdalifah. Why? That's how, again, the same. Because if you look at Hajj, Hajj doesn't start in Mecca. This is all extras. Hajj literally starts at the furthest place from Mecca. Arafah is the farthest place from Mecca, from Kaaba. Then next to it, closer, is Muzdalifah. What is the name of Muzdalifah? Zdalifah, getting closer. What is the ibadah in Muzdalifah? Nothing, sleep. That's how it is. This is what he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. He arrived to Muzdalifah, he prayed Maghrib and Isha, Qasr, Jam'ah, and he slept. Even scholars debated, he probably did not even do Qiyamul Layl. They differ in this. Done. That Fajr, which is Eid for us here, there is no Eid there. You don't feel Eid there. There is a lot of work you're going to do that day. But here I am. Go to Fajr. Go to Fajr in the Masjid and feel like you are there in Mash'al al-Haram, because that's where he prayed Fajr. And what did he do there? And what did Allah told me to do there? It's in the Quran. What? What is the ibadah fil Mash'al al-Haram? See how much you know. Istighfar. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. I'm not in the Mash'al al-Haram, but wait, what time he was in the Mash'al al-Haram? Fajr. After Fajr. And he stayed there till there was full day. You go to the Masjid. And especially for those of you who live close by. The woman doesn't go to the Masjid, but woman goes to the mall. And woman goes to drink coffee and go to the coffee shop and go everywhere. But when it comes to the Masjid, that's shaitan. These are valuable days. These days, if you are an investor, money-wise, no investor, money-wise, dunya-wise, they will tell him all these rewards and he is going to not invest. Invest in your akhirah in these 10 days. Eid. For us, no Eid. For us, we're going to be going cast the pebbles. What is cast the pebbles? So I'm Arafah. Now I came close, Muzdalifah. Now I'm going to move, Mash'al al-Haram. Mecca is still here. I'm not there yet. Mash'al al-Haram, I did istighfar. Then I'm going to go. Here is Mina. First thing I'm going to see, pebbles. So I am going to do the pebbles, right? Or whoever the Hajj is there. What I'm going to do here? Make a promise to Allah that you're going to spend your time fighting shaitan, casting him. Here, this is, it's all symbols. When Sayyidina Ibrahim, when Allah told him, go and slaughter your son, a shaitan came to him 3 times. That's why it's a 3 stations. And it's 7 every time. That's exactly what he did. I am here that day. You're not going to spend it eating or drinking or checking your internet or doing all these and inviting people. Do it in the evening, because during the day, I am going to feel I am there. What are they doing? Oh, they're casting the pebbles. Okay, I'm going to spend time making a plan in my life how I am going to cast that shaitan, that cursed creation of Allah.